Welcome back. I've been talking for the last 45 minutes with Paul Theato and Tom Myers, the writing team responsible for South of Cermak Chicago Stories. I have on the phone one of the great booksellers in the world. I will go that far. Augie Alexi runs Centuries and Sluice in Forest Park and or Park. It's Forest Park. Augie, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good.
Now, you're really
good. Well, I was listening to you. Very good listening to you, too.
Well, so you say, you because you're going to be on, you say, Rick, great show. Like, everybody's on. Love you. Love your show. You were having these two gentlemen out there next Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
I know you like them, but talk to me before we massage their egos. Centuries and Sluice is a remarkable place, Augie, and you, I really mean that. You're a remarkable bookseller. How have you dealt with the pandemic?
Well, I, as a bookstore, I've been very fortunate. 2021 was one of my better years.
Wow.
People knew what the situation was, and people would buy gift certificates. One would-be author, member of MWA, bought $200 worth of $25 gift certificates.
Oh.
And then another person bought $25 a week in gift certificates. And they do come in to use them, but it's almost, having come from a banking background, it's like getting an interest-free loan.
Wow.
Then they come back, but the person who bought the $25 gift certificates, when he comes in with himself and his wife, they spend like $50.
Uh-huh.
And so it doubles it. So, no, in terms of a fortunate time, in terms of people wanting to read so much.
Asking
for suggestions. That's my, you know, if you know what you want, then, yeah. It's, but I know what I like, I know what I've read, and no, I haven't read every book in this building.
You couldn't.
But the ones I have read, I feel very comfortable about, and knowing the authors, and some people call it like a community center in that,
yep.
But it's not just a community center for Forest Park, it's authors, and there's nothing more delightful. It's nice when you have not only the guest author, but their friends that are authors in the audience, because listening to the conversation between authors talking about this and that, and it's not like, do you write books by the seat of your pants, or do you outline, or...
Right.
This is more interesting about where they get their ideas,
yep.
And Paul is just, I mean, not only at my store, I went to a coffee house in Oak Park where he was exercising his power of storytelling. And it is just does such a fantastic job and gets you so interested in what you're what he's talking about.
Well, one of the great things about you, Augie Alexi, and the bookstore, which is the website is centuriesandsluice.com, is you are so wonderfully aggressive in having live events at your store. I mean, there are very few bookstores that I've ever encountered that is so intent on bringing that community together. You really do love books. Paul and Tom, talk to me about Augie. I mean, you know him, Paul.
Well, Augie, you're a great guy. Folks, he's a great guy. He is as friendly as can be.
And he has a great laugh, too. He has a great laugh.
The events he puts on, you feel like you're with a bunch of friends in a living room, because his store is a living room. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's in a nice neighborhood. It's friendly.
There are a number of fine saloons and restaurants.
A lot of saloons and restaurants.
Within stumbling distance.
Right. I mean, when we did the pasta man thing there, I brought all these Italian pastries. He was wonderful. I'm carrying stuff in, dropping stuff on his floor. He's a wonderful guy. He's just a great guy, and people like him. They come to the book readings and they say, we like Augie, we like the story, we like the vibe, and then they come back, and it's great. And thank you, Augie, for having us next Sunday.
And even finding out about Paul was through a person who was a friend of another customer.
Uh-huh.
And I know, Paul, they might have seen you at a community or a club talk within, you know, it's like a dinner and then talking to these people. And I think the husband has passed away, but both the husband and the wife would come here. You got to have Paul here. He said, you know, and so sometimes you have to go by people's words, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
and this is very fortunate, you know. For
well, you've had some real. I mean, I know you have a great affection for Karen Abbott, as does everybody who's ever met Karen Abbott. You have a real, genuine affection for authors. How many books a week do you read, Augie?
I am really a very slow reader, but it's not unheard of for me to be reading 3 books at one time. In fact, across the street at Louis, the owner's wife actually knows that I should sit in the back so that people don't come in to talk to me, because they know lunchtime is when I actually get a chance to read, you know. For those people who are wanting to open up a bookstore and think that all they do is read all day, you know, they'll probably last for about 6 months.
Yeah,
know? Yeah. But this is, it's a lot of the mechanics of it, and also making contacts with authors. Now, I've been fortunate in the authors I've kept good relationships with. They're decent people. They're very, and also, not to exclude Paul, because he's written a mystery too, but mystery authors are just so marvelous in the way they support each other. And
yeah, this is an amazing, are you going to address this too? And I'm going to ask Paul and Tom too. It's the same with, I think, music and cabaret performers. This Chicago is a very nurturing scene, I think, for you two, Tom and Paul. I mean, do you feel part of a nurturing community now that you are, you know, officially Chicago authors?
It's definitely a community, and we like to participate in it and encourage people to participate in it also. And while there are some wildly successful Chicago people, there's a lot of people working hard every day.
No question.
You know, and it's work, and that encouragement is important. Both and getting valid criticism is one of the most important things. You know, people patting you on the back say great job. Yeah. Doesn't necessarily get
you anywhere. Why don't you read my book before you tell me that?
Exactly.
I mean, that's part of it too.
Exactly.
Is it not?
Yes. So,
Augie, when are these gentlemen going to be at your store next Sunday? At what time?
Next Sunday at 2:00.
And what will you have, Paul? You bringing like Italian pastries or nothing this time?
We'll have cookies.
And I will have coffee on.
But so we'll have a lot of cookies then.
My wife's a retired nurse, and so masks if possible, you know, but whatever. But also, too, when the authors are up, they're usually at least 6 feet away from the audience at the beginning anyway. They don't have to wear masks, but it's just more or less, a protective measure.
Sure, sure. I am going to be, I don't know if I can be there next Sunday, but I'm going to be out there. It's time that I wrote a story about you. I wrote a story about you at some point during
the... Oh, yeah, it's when you came to the casket race.
Yes, they have a casket race in Forest Park that I wrote about. But you're long overdue for a story, because what you do for the book community here is beyond valuable, and your relationship with these two guys, I think, is a wonderful one. You like them. I know you like Paul. You've met Tom, right, or no?
Oh yeah, Tom's been here. I think he's been here both times for the book. I know Paul came when we had the Independence Day, which is usually the Saturday after Thanksgiving, when I have every author that can make it within a certain time period, and it's that whole Saturday from 10, the last author starts at 4:00.
Wow.
But it's not a signing as much it is as a gathering.
A party.
People talk, authors. And that's the most fun thing. When he had Rich Lindbergh, Bob Goldsboro.
Sure.
I forgot some other. They're They're Chicago people. They know the dirty side and, you know, the politics of it. And so to have some of these authors talking amongst themselves about what they're writing and what they're doing. And that's why I hope I set up an atmosphere like that where the authors feel comfortable talking with each other. You know, none of this, you know, no snob appeal.
No, there's nothing snobby about Centuries and Sleuths. Augie, thanks for coming on to talk a little bit about it, and I'll be out there in the next week or so. I'll take your picture and write a story.
Okay. That's wonderful.
And hear your laugh
again. Thank you, guys.
And, it's joyful to hear your laugh.
Make sure you're here.
Yeah, they'll be here.
I mean, and you've got the I shouldn't say this on the air, but there's the parking lot in back, and that's for authors and people over 70.
Yes, the special people. The special people. Augie, it's great to talk to you, pal. Great to talk to you.
And thanks for including me.
Don't be silly. You needed to be included.
Okay.
You guys, just hearing him talk makes you even more excited to be there next Saturday.
We like to go out there and cheer him up. You know,
yeah.
I love it. We got a guy to tell us where to park. He's our guy.
I shouldn't say this on the air, but the book again, Paul Theato and Tom Myers are an amazing team. And this collection of 20-some, is it 20-some or is it 20 stories?
I think it's 20.
20 stories is intensely Chicago. And it is emotional. It is. It's not for little kids, but it's also not. Everybody I know who is of a certain age has read a couple of the bad words that are so called bad words. They're not bad words to me. They're part of my vocabulary. Congratulations, guys. Keep at it.
Thank you, Rick.
Keep at it. That's all I can say. Again, the book is.